Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. In this daily editorial, we are getting an update from Allied Copper, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol CPR and on the OTCQB under the symbol CPRRF. Now, Allied Copper is focused on assets in the Western US. The company has three assets under their control right now: the Klondike property, the State Line property. Those are both in Colorado, with State Line property bordering Utah as well. And the Silver King, or SK property, that is in Nevada. I am chatting with Kyle Hookey, the interim CEO and president. Now, Kyle, it is your first time on the show, and as it even states in the title here, you are the interim CEO and president. You have a history with this company, but please take us through the management change that happened here and what your vision is for the company, please.
Yeah, sure. I appreciate it. And thank you for having me on, Corey. So I've been with the company for about 12 to 18 months now. I was the CEO prior to the RTO that we conducted, bringing the Western US copper assets into Allied Copper. Since then, I actually stepped down as the CEO and president, and then have come back in to push forward the exploration program and really market the story to our shareholders and to incoming shareholders as well. So what we're looking to do right now, we've set up a long technical process into this summer exploration program. So for the past 12 months, we brought three assets into the fold, as you mentioned, in the Western US. We've been doing a lot of targeting exercises. So using, as we announced last week, the 3DIP survey, and we've got an airborne survey that we're conducting at Klondike as well that will be announced fairly shortly here. So we've been doing a lot of targeting exercises to really mitigate risk in our exploration program and make sure that we use our shareholders' capital as efficiently, as effectively as we can. So with that in mind, we've come up with a number of drill targets across our three assets. To kind of bring you across our projects, we've got one potentially large copper porphyry system in the SK project, whereas over in Utah and Colorado, we have the Klondike and State Line assets, which is a sedimentary style mineralization. So what we'll be doing is drilling out the sedimentary deposits first in Klondike and then State Line, as they're shorter to production assets and could come back with some really exciting results for us. So the targeting that we've done to date has proven up our thesis around the assets, and we've also done a number of grab samples on the assets as well, which have come back with really splashy results. So we're quite excited about the summer exploration program.
What's permitting look like then? Because I understand you guys still need some of the permits to actually get the drills turning. So any time frame on those, and what goes into into the permits in terms of target numbers?
Yeah, they're good questions. So in terms of the permitting, we effectively look at them as separate assets. So that in terms of the Klondike asset, we are fairly deep into the process there. We anticipate that permit to come through in sort of mid-June, and that will allow us to be drilling on that asset in mid-July through early August. The next one to go will be the State Line asset, and that's probably a month behind where the Klondike asset is. And then following that, the process in Nevada is a little bit shorter. It's a tighter time frame. For the SK asset, we'll look to have that permit sort of wrapped up by early August and then drilling shortly after the Klondike asset and State Line. So we'll be drilling out the Klondike, followed by State Line, followed by SK in that order. And that's in sort of late summer, we'll have that done.
So it is still early on here, and I know that no formal drill plans have been announced, but how many meters do you think you guys will be drilling this year, either in total or at each project?
Yeah, we're well funded through the exploration program. So we've still got about $4.5 million in cash, in Canadian dollars. So we're looking to drill sort of 4,000 to 6,000 meters at a minimum. That'll enable us to really discover what we have on the Klondike and State Line assets in particular. We do have historical drilling on the SK project, so we're pretty comfortable around what we have there. But the Klondike and State Line assets, if we can hit something, which we're fairly confident, we've done a lot of targeting. We've used a lot of information that we've had on hand to actually come up with these drill targets. So we're pretty comfortable and pretty excited that we'll be able to hit something there.
So when you do get the drill on the ground here, obviously this sounds like very early on drilling, right? So you are just trying to make a discovery. How quickly could you pivot in any of these drill programs to fully attack a discovery when you get some assay results back?
Yeah, it's a really good question and something that we internally debate quite often. We've got a very strong technical team who's been with the group for 12 months, so through the whole thesis into asset acquisition, into targeting, and now into the exploration phase, and we'll pivot very hard, very fast. So in terms of the way that we view our assets, Klondike is our primary target, Stateland's our second target, given it's a little bit smaller than Klondike and a bit closer to the Lisbon Valley asset as well. So in terms of the trend there, we see Klondike is opening up a full new area for us. Stateland should be more of a confirmation asset. And then the SK asset, given we have historical drilling there, we can afford to wait a bit longer and draw that out as a third target there.
So any news in the interim that people could keep an eye out for here, Kyle, before some of the permits go through, let's say next couple months?
Yeah, absolutely. So we have two 43-101s coming out in the course of the next month. And there, there'll be nothing groundbreaking in that. That'll just be a confirmation of why we acquired the assets and give our investors an idea as to what we're looking at and why we're excited about the areas. Following on from that, we have an airborne survey on Klondike, which again, similar to the 3DIP that we just announced on SK, the airborne allows us to mitigate risk and be more confident in our drill program coming up. Following on from that, we have a lot of permitting that will be announced and approved from the county, the states, and the BLM there. So these are all really big milestones that just mitigate risk for our company, ensure that we're using our capital effectively, and then reduce timelines on the back end as well. So we're fairly close to actually locking in our drilling companies for both Klondike and Stateland, and we'll also announce that. So there's a lot of news flow coming into the summer drill program, which we'll hopefully kick off in this quarter.
Okay, Kyle, I think that covers it. I will post a link to the Allied Copper website, and if anybody has any follow-up questions on any of these projects, please email me. Fleck@kereport.com. I will follow up with Kyle as some more news is released and as the company progresses into this initial drill program. Kyle, thank you for your time today. Please keep us up to date on future news.
Brilliant. Will do. Thank you, Corey.